The United Nations mission in Ivory Coast said yesterday that nearly 300 people have been killed in post-election violence in the country since the middle of December. The figures come as the government banned UN radio broadcasts, accusing the United Nations of being biased against incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo. Lydia O'Kane has more.
The number of people killed in post-election violence in Ivory Coast makes for grim reading. The United Nations said on Thursday that at least 296 people had been killed since the middle of December, and in the past week alone, 22 had been killed in Abidjan. There have also been reported cases of kidnappings and rapes. Laurent Gbagbo and challenger Alassane Ouattara have been locked in a violent power struggle since a November 28th presidential election, both claimed to have won. Electoral Commission results certified by the UN showed Ouattara won the poll by an 8-point margin and he has broad international recognition, but Gbagbo has refused to step down and retains control of the military. News of this disturbing death toll as a result of clashes between Ouattara supporters and security forces came as the country's government banned UN radio broadcasts, accusing the United Nations of being biased against incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo. Sylvian Simelenko is head of ONUCIFM. He says the government is cracking down.
The whole media landscape in Côte d'Ivoire is being muzzled by Mr. Gbagbo's camp because they don't want freedom of speech, freedom of press. They don't want pluralism of the opinions since the election. So there is a kind of clampdown on the media.
With Laurent Gbagbo refusing to cede power and Alassane Ouattara still blockaded in a hotel in Abidjan, this deep political deadlock looks set to remain for some time to come. I'm Lydia O'Kane.